I'd like to introduce now James Sharman from Sportsnet Soccer Coverage. How are you doing? Who did you vote for, Prince Ali or Sepp?
You know me, I'm a bladder guy through and through. I have integrity.
I think that's very reasonable.
I didn't know he had a vote.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Doesn't everyone?
He didn't have one at the score, but now he does. So tell us, what did you make of today's festivities? What did you make of Blatter's speech? What will be the overall reaction? It's just, I don't feel like this is going to dent anything to do with soccer's popularity in the least.
Well, no, it's not. Listen, the fans, thankfully, they really only care about the ball being kicked in anger, right? And that's the most important thing. Tomorrow is the FA Cup final. We can celebrate soccer. Next week's the Champions League final, the Women's World Cup. We can celebrate the game itself, and that's the most important thing. What happens, you know, behind the scenes in those ivory towers at FIFA, you know, for media types and for law enforcement officials, it's pretty interesting. But I think for the average fan, they just care about, is the game working? Am I seeing the best players, you know, at any given opportunity? And we are. Obviously, today was tough to stomach, but it's not in the least bit surprising. No one really thought Prince Ali would win this thing. It was actually closer than many people thought. In the end, he conceded. I think that's probably pretty smart, because had he gone to another vote, maybe he'd lose some of those votes as people jump ship. It is what it is, you know. Sepp Blatter's in power for 4 more years. But, you know, the subplot is this FBI investigation. Maybe they get him at some point in the next 4 years. It's quite possible they will, or get more people within FIFA, and that will affect change. But maybe it's just time we just, I hate to say it, but suck it up and just realize he's going to be 83 in 4 years' time. You know, the end of Sepp Blatter is not that far away from a football administration standpoint. I don't want to quit, obviously, on the situation. You know, I want the guy out of power, but maybe that's just the end result.
Do you feel will there be any massive push that stops the World Cup from being played in Qatar in 2022? It's the million-dollar question. It was announced about 5 years ago, and every now and then you get an inkling that it still may not happen.
Yeah, I know. Well, that'll be interesting. I know that there's obviously that criminal investigation right now about Russia 2018 and Qatar 2022. If they find there was criminal activity, then yeah, that could obviously change the dynamic. They may go for a revote or a new bidding process. Will teams boycott the World Cup? UEFA talked about boycotting this Congress, but they didn't do it in the end. Now, they've got a big meeting next week prior to the Champions League final, where some people might push on the agenda, let's boycott FIFA, let's pull out of FIFA and really affect change, which sounds sexy, sounds great, but is it really a reality? Can that really happen? You know, that the players are, you know, players that want to play in World Cups, number one, you know, there aren't only so many in their careers. Would they support that? Would they back that? And, you know, I just don't know whether UEFA Platini has that much support among his members.
James Sharman joins us, Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and Sportsnet 360. Quick one for me. I was wondering what you thought this week with everything that went down, because this is, I mean, we do what we do, but this sport is like, it's your livelihood. This is what you do for a career. And so I'm wondering, like, Brady and I go
for
back.
For now. Anything next month.
Brady and I go back and forth. Like, sometimes we go inside the lines, and sometimes Brady really likes the outside the line stuff. So when something like this happens, do you say to yourself, oh, my God, like what a story. What a thing to talk about and analyze? Or do you just get embarrassed for your sport here?
You know, I've been a jaded sports fan for years, right? You know, this doesn't surprise me. Do I feel embarrassed for my sport? Absolutely. It is embarrassing, but I think my job as a broadcaster almost supersedes that, you know, that emotion. And it is a great story. And if I'm honest with you, you know, this has been fantastic for Sportsnet this week, for numerous outlets this week, you know, getting exposure, getting the opinions across there, showing what we can do. It is news, and that's why I think the average fan will get over this. You know, as corrupt as it may be at the highest level, they'll move on, they'll forget about it, and they'll just focus on the games at hand. So me, yeah, I hate it. It upsets me. I don't like Sepp Blatter. I would love to see him out of power, but listen, it's all the story, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow, noon, Sportsnet 1, Sportsnet World. It's Arsenal looking for back-to-back FA Cup titles. No one's won the back-to-back since Chelsea in 2009 and 2010. They play an Aston Villa team. That, listen, James, I wish the season went on another 5 games, because then we can relegate them. They were, I mean, honestly, I've never seen such a bunch of non-deserving staying up premiership people ever. But can they salvage for their fans who've been long suffering, at least the last 4 or 5 years, can they salvage something tomorrow by beating Arsene Wenger's team?
I think you're being a bit harsh there, Brady. I mean, listen, they were abject for much of the season, but they made that coaching change. And since then, they have played much better, although I know they lost the last two games and they lost 6-1 in that last match. They were just awful. They can't beat Arsenal. That's the answer to your question.
But watch anyway, right?
You know, I think it could be a really good game. Like to attack. And last year, Arsenal were down 2-0 to Hull in the final, mm-hmm. right? Things mm-hmm. can happen. They won it in the end. But I think it'd be a good occasion. And, hey, it's the FA Cup final. They're the best knockout sports tournament in world sports.
Yeah, my wife can never figure out why the offseason's so short. I can never explain it to her either. Like, these guys get about 7 weeks off.
Yeah, I know.
When there's no World Cup or Euro.
Well, I mean, we saw Man City, right, at TFC this week.
Some of us did.
Well, were you there?
No.
I wasn't there either.
No, my socks, I had to separate whites and colors. I thought it was an important night to do that.
These cash grabs late in the season, eh?
We will let you go. Great coverage today with Craig Forrest, and we'll be watching tomorrow as the English season wraps up until mid-August. Thanks, James, for this.
Thanks, fellas. Anytime.